The numbers are stark. Only an estimated 37% of girls in Afghanistan are literate, compared to 66% of boys. At least a quarter of children between the ages of 5 and 14 work for a living or help their families, including 27% of 5 to 11-year-olds. And in half the country's provinces, fewer than 20% of teachers are female. That's a major barrier for the girls whose families will not accept them being taught by a male. Although Afghan law states education is compulsory through to the age of 14, many children, particularly girls, cannot afford continued education or live too far from a school to attend. The Human Rights Watch report into girls' access to education looks at barriers still preventing the majority of Afghan girls from getting that education. Senior researcher Heather Barr cites one of the main goals of the US-led international forces after they came into Afghanistan to topple the Taliban.
One of the things people talked about a lot was the fact that the Taliban had committed such horrible abuses against women and girls, and that one of those abuses was not allowing girls to go to school. So in late 2001, when the Taliban government was gone, this was one of the really important promises of the international community, was that they were going to get girls into school.
16 years on, Human Rights Watch fears the goal of getting all girls into school may be, in reality, heading in reverse. These girls from families who can only afford education for select children say male access is prioritised.
School requires spending on pencils, notebooks, backpacks, clothes, so I couldn't afford it. I support my brothers who go to school. Anything they need, pens, notebooks, I get for them.
And though the Afghan government and external donors pledged back in 2001 to get all girls into education, money has dried up in recent years. Heather Barr says donors who were previously contributing to develop community-based education are becoming reticent because they've become increasingly desensitised to the long-running conflicts in the region.
Why is this important? This is important because those community-based schools are actually a lifeline for girls. That's an area where girls have been prioritised and where a lot of girls who wouldn't have had access to education otherwise have been able to get an education.
In 2016, 13% of the country's public expenditure and 4% of GDP was spent on education. Yet the report states that 30% of government schools still lack safe drinking water and 60% do not have toilets. In some schools, students work in tents, not classrooms. This teacher says students are forced to study in the open.
These students are in the fifth grade. They're forced to study in the sun because they don't even have a tent.
And the continued presence of the Taliban is also a major concern.
In these areas, schools are often closing because it's unsafe. Schools are sometimes being used by the Afghan military or the Taliban as a fighting installation. Parents are less worried about sending sons out to go to school under those sorts of circumstances than they are about sending daughters.
New York-based Roya Mahboob is the chief executive of the Afghan Citadel software company, and she's a strong advocate for female education.
We had very good impact and progress, but in terms of quality of education, still we are very low.
She mentored the Afghan girls' robotic team, who travelled to the US earlier this year to compete in a world robotics competition. Their plight made world headlines after they were initially refused a visa to travel to Washington, D.C. Despite the lack of progress in Afghanistan, Roya says she's optimistic. She says compared to 2001, things have improved.
More than 30% of the population of the students in higher education, like university, are female. But this is mostly happening in the bigger city. You see a lot of progress that happened. But what we needed today is that to bring this progress from the bigger city to the rural area, to the area that they don't have access to those resources. And I think that technology is one of the greatest things that use that to provide a better quality of education. If we don't have a teacher, then we can provide a remote training, online training, remote training. There are many ways that you can provide a better education for the students in rural area.